Hey, welcome to Plan Create Post on Instagram. I'm Nika, a teacher by trade, a content marketer at heart. In this podcast, I teach you how to take your Instagram to new levels with great content. Let's talk Instagram. Hello, hello. Welcome to the newest episode of Plan Create Post on Instagram. Today, we're in the posting part of the process, and I want to talk to you about protecting your Instagram account. Imagine this scenario. You have had your Instagram page for years. It might be your personal account or a business account. It doesn't matter. You've worked on your graphics or photos. You have hundreds, even thousands of memories stored there. You have a significant following and hours of your work are there. One day, you wake up, you go to scroll through your Instagram page only to realize that you've been logged out. You can't access your page. That's exactly what happened to me in 2016. Back then, I had a beauty profile on Instagram where I reviewed beauty products and did makeup looks. I worked so hard on that account, and one morning, I was logged out. Luckily, I was able to get my account back. How? I'm not sure, but I outsmarted the hackers somehow. To be honest with you, it was in my student days. I was out drinking the day before, so that morning I was hungover and not in the best mood. When I saw that my Instagram had been compromised, I was instantly sober and I began my mission. Firstly, I managed to see that there was another email address connected to my account. It was Russian. I was so stressed. I don't even remember what I did, but somehow I managed to change it back to my email address and I was in. That was one of the scariest things that ever happened to me. I had no security measures set on my Instagram account before that. So the first thing I did was set two-factor authentication. And nothing happened to that account after that. So my first advice is set 2FA. What is that? Well, each time you log into your account using a device Instagram doesn't recognize, it will ask for a login code. You can get that code via a text message using an authentication app or using WhatsApp. The authentication app is the recommended option, so all you have to do is download the app if you don't have one, and it will generate a code when you want to log in. It generates a new code every 30 seconds, so it's not the easiest to hack. The app I use is Google Authenticator, and it really is great. It's only a few seconds of extra work when you want to log into your account, and it's only used when you log in using a different device, but it's so worth it. So how to find the two-factor authentication on Instagram? You should go to your profile and then click on the burger menu in the top right-hand corner. Click on Settings and Privacy, and then on the Account Center. Then click on Password and Security, and you will see the two-factor authentication there. From there, you can choose different options, so definitely do that. The next advice is to change your password every so often. I suggest doing it every 6 months or so. I always save my logins, but that's not the smartest thing. I just do it because I'm a bit lazy. However, the logins are saved on your device, so the only way someone can access it is if the device is stolen. The password you decide to use should be a strong one. So make sure you use numbers, letters, and special characters. It has to be at least 6 characters, but I definitely recommend using more than that. This password is not something you should be able to memorize. Make it complicated and then have it stored securely somewhere only you can have access to. Next, check where you are logged in. There will be a list of devices, or just one in case you use your Instagram only on your phone or just one device. So go through the list and make sure you log out of any devices you don't recognize. Another thing you can do is turn your login alerts. So whenever someone logs into your account or you use another device to log in, you will get a notification about it. You can choose how you want to receive these notifications. That way you will know if someone tried to access your account. You can also do everything mentioned so far in the security checkup. This is the last option in the password and security section of your settings. Now let's talk about other things you can do to protect your account. Firstly, never click on links from strangers, even your friends, unless you know what it is before you click on it. Their account could be hacked and you might be talking to a hacker without realizing. So once again, never click on links unless you know what the link is and why you're getting it. Next, never give your login information to anyone. That includes both people and apps. If someone tells you they can help with your account, you have no idea who they are not your social media manager, don't give your Instagram password to them. They're 99% a hacker and you will never see your account again. Now let's talk about apps. There's a list of apps that are Instagram partners. Those are mostly scheduling apps like Buffer, Later, or Planoly. And if you decide to use any apps that are not on Instagram's approved list, your account is at risk. That especially includes apps that get you fake engagement, Instagram followers, or that are used to follow unfollow. Let me read a message from the Instagram's help center for you. You shouldn't use apps that offer likes and followers. Some non-Instagram apps offer likes or followers in exchange for your Instagram login details. None of these services are affiliated with or endorsed by Instagram, and you shouldn't use these apps or let anyone else access your Instagram account. If you give these apps your login information, whether with an access token or by giving them your username and password, they can get complete access to your account. They can see your personal messages, find information about your friends, and potentially post spam or other harmful content on your profile. This puts your security and the security of your friends at risk. Keep in mind that accounts that generate inauthentic activity are also against Instagram's community guidelines. If it looks like you've shared your login details with one of these apps, we may remove any likes or other engagement that they generated. Accounts that continue to use non-Instagram apps to get more followers may notice that certain parts of their Instagram account are limited. If you use one of these apps to gain likes or followers, your account may be disabled or terminated. If you've shared your username and password with one of these apps, you should change your Instagram password to protect your account. If, however, you think your account has been hacked or taken over, there are several actions you may be able to take to secure your account. Learn more about what to do if you think your account has been hacked and then you have the link. And you can also manage the privacy settings for apps you've connected to on Instagram and remove them at any time. So what they're talking about in this last part is one of their most recent features, which is their website called Hacked. You can access it at instagram.com/hacked. I'm not entirely sure how efficient this page and their support are. I haven't heard of a positive experience with it just yet, but in case something does happen to you, you can definitely give it a try. However, if you do everything I talk about in this episode, you will probably never need that website anyways. So once again, never give your login details to anyone but your trusted social media manager or approved third-party apps. If you've ever used third-party apps that aren't approved by Instagram, you can also remove access for them. And this option didn't used to be available on mobile, so you had to use your desktop, but now it is. So you go to your profile and click on settings in the top right-hand corner, and you will see apps and websites on desktop and website permissions on mobile. You will see three different tabs, active, expired, and removed. Active are all the apps that have access to your account. They are connected to your account and have access to non-public information you choose to share with them. Expired are apps and websites you've connected to your Instagram account that you may not have used in the last 90 days. So they are no longer able to access your non-public information, but they still may have the information you shared while they were active. Finally, removed are apps and websites that are no longer connected to your Instagram account. They can't access your non-public information anymore, but may still have information you shared while they were active. Make sure you check these to see if any apps have access to your data and remove any that seem suspicious. Lastly, make sure you don't trust every email that says that it's from Instagram, Facebook, or Meta. Hackers are getting smarter, but that doesn't mean you can't outsmart them. Some of them are not the best at English, and they use Google Translate to translate to other languages, so you will recognize some of these instantly. However, if an Instagram really does look like something that might be from Instagram, Facebook, or Meta, there are a couple of things you can do to check that. Firstly, their email would never be a Gmail, an Outlook, or anything but their own domain. For example, when you get emails about security, they will come from security@mail.instagram.com. Or any updates about your Instagram account might come from no-reply@mail.instagram.com. So unless you see those or similar emails in the sender's email, it's probably not from Instagram. However, that is not the only way to check if the email you got was legit. If you go to the password and security in your settings, you will see a section called recent emails. You will see all the emails regarding security and then other emails sent to you within the last 14 days there. So if you're suspicious about any emails you receive, just go there and check if that email is there. If it isn't, it's not from Instagram. And don't click any links in those emails that are not from Instagram. Your account status is also important when we talk about account security. So if you go to your settings and privacy, scroll down to the bottom, tap on help, and then account status, you will see two things. Recommendations guidelines, which tell you whether your account is eligible for recommendation on the Explore page, Reels, or feed recommendations. And then community guidelines, which tell you whether you have posted anything that shouldn't be on Instagram. You should have green ticks next to both of these. And if one or both of these don't have a green tick, open the tab to see what you did wrong and how you can fix it. At the end of this podcast, I want to share with you something that happened just over a week ago. It was quite late in the day, about 7 p.m., so it wasn't the first time I opened my Instagram app. However, when I opened it, there was a message on my screen. It said, "Your account was compromised. It looks like you shared your password with a service to help you get more likes or followers, which goes against our community guidelines. Change your password to continue using Instagram. If you share your new password with one of these services, you may be blocked from following, liking, or commenting." Firstly, I never used any of these apps, so I genuinely have no idea how that happened. Secondly, it told me what I have to do: change my password. That's what I did. It glitched and then logged me out. Luckily, I was able to log back into my account. The new password was set and it was all good. A few people did tell me that I was lucky because they or someone they know lost their account that way. I checked my community guidelines later and it's all good, so I have no idea what happened. The point? Well, you may do everything right and still have your account compromised and lost. So my final advice for today is to download your information every so often. That way, if you do lose your account, you will have at least some of it and not everything will be lost. I do have to tell you that when you do download your information, you will not get any of the photos posted. You will see the HTML codes and you will see the captions, messages, etc., but there will be no actual graphics. Let's recap today's episode. If there's anything that's worth repeating, it's this. Use 2FA always and have a strong password. Don't give your account info to anyone you don't trust and don't connect unapproved third-party apps to your account. Don't click on any links unless you know what they are and check every email that supposedly came from Instagram. Make sure you follow Instagram's guidelines and download your information every 6 months or so. I know I talked a lot today, but I think that this aspect of Instagram is very important. I didn't want to miss anything because losing your account, which you worked really hard on, would be absolutely devastating. So stay safe and be careful. I will talk to you next week. Have a great weekend. Bye bye. Hey, if you enjoyed this podcast, I would love it if you left a review. If you want to learn more about what I do, follow me on Instagram. You can also subscribe to my newsletter and grab a Content Ideas Bank freebie on the way. Links to everything are in the show notes. See you in my next podcast.